This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Sunday to protest corruption and to demand that the president resign. Shots were fired into the crowd by unknown gunmen in the Bel Air neighborhood of the capital, causing protesters to run for cover. There are no details yet on casualties, but police at the scene took measures to control the crowd. Haiti's president is accused of fraudulently benefiting from funds generated by the Petrocaribe Oil Alliance with Venezuela. The president has denied the allegations and said they were politically motivated. Protesters have vowed to continue marching nonstop until their demands are satisfied. Thousands of New Yorkers gathered on Fifth Avenue Sunday to take part in the city's annual National Puerto Rican Day Parade, where Governor Andrew Cuomo announced he's appointing a commission to oversee the construction of a memorial to the victims of the 2017 Hurricane Maria that devastated the U.S. territory.
We're going to have a permanent memorial so people never forget what happened to Puerto Rico, and they never forget the disrespect that this nation showed the people of Puerto Rico, and that it will never happen again.
The parade also memorialized the victims of Hurricane Maria with some floats and signs displaying the number 4,645. That number refers to a Harvard study that estimated the number of deaths that could be attributed to the hurricane. The parade is a fixture in New York City. It has been for over six decades. It draws politicians, celebrities, and organized labor, along with ordinary families and groups like marching bands and dancers who hail from different parts of the island. You're listening to VOA News. Former British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says he threatened to withhold nearly $50 billion in outstanding liabilities owed by the United Kingdom to the European Union if he replaces Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Boris Johnson, the frontrunner to replace Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister, is threatening that if he gets into Downing Street, he'd consider freezing almost $50 billion owed to the European Union as leverage to renegotiate Brexit. The money represents outstanding commitments that the country has already made with the EU. As an EU member, Britain has a role in everything from infrastructure projects to scientific research in the bloc.
I've tried everything.
And Theresa May had kept that money in her original failed deal, the same deal that has forced her to resign.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. Polls have closed in Kazakhstan, where police detained hundreds of protesters and several journalists as the country held a snap presidential election. Authoritarian ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev has handpicked a successor who's expected to win easily. More than 100 protesters were detained in the city of Almaty as they called for a boycott of the election. Bhutan has taken a step toward becoming the latest South Asian nation to decriminalize homosexuality. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom's lower house of parliament voted overwhelmingly on Friday to repeal provisions that said what is referred to as unnatural sex is illegal. The bill still needs to be passed by the upper chamber. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it welcomes Bhutan's action to end the criminalization of same-sex relationships. Bhutan's move follows similar action taken by nearby India last year, where the Supreme Court decriminalized homosexuality by declaring related British-era laws unconstitutional. I'm Sarah Bassett.
On Saturday in Washington, D.C., hundreds of people ran from a public park where the D.C. Pride celebration was being staged, fearing that a gunman had opened fire. A man was arrested on charges of weapons possession and disorderly conduct after he threatened another person with a BB gun, which is a type of air gun that shoots very small pellets designed to hit birds. As it turned out, seven people were slightly injured from the crush of the crowds fleeing the scene. Thousands of people crossed from Venezuela into Colombia on Saturday to buy food and medicine after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro reopened the border between the two countries. It's been shut tight for the past 4 months since aid groups backed by the political opposition tried to deliver food and other supplies to the people of Venezuela. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.